On the Fly with Jaymon G. On the Fly is on the air.
We are back at the LSA Mall, the Light Sports Mall, just northwest of the Control Tower on EA Radio. I'm joined now by Larry Burke. And Larry, hello.
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. You brought a wonderful day to the Light Sport Mall here. It's sunny and beautiful, warm, light breeze.
It's absolutely. This is a beautiful place. I've been coming here since it was moved from the south, which is sometime in the 1970s. And I joined the EAA in 1957. So I have one of those coveted low EAA numbers. But, of course, this place has really grown. You can see from my gray hair that I'm a little old-fashioned, and my title is Chairman Emeritus, which means gray hair and short memory. So,
well, you might be old-fashioned, but the airplanes around you are not.
Oh, no. You know, this place has really grown, and look at these beautiful light sport airplanes. They happen to use, when we were doing the early ASTM design and performance standards, when we were creating those in the committee, they did use, which I was very proud of, Chris Heinz and I put together a ultralight airworthiness standard, which they did use as the basis for that, and they built on that, and subsequently out of that came the Canadian standard and other stuff. But that's kind of highly technical stuff. Maybe we can have some fun here today, huh?
Yeah, definitely. So tell us what's happening in your world.
Well, I'm essentially an advisor to Lama, Jan Johnson. By the way, that's a hard act to follow. You know that, man? That guy's really, really excellent on the radio.
Dan's on the go more than I am.
Yeah. So, I'm essentially an advisor to Lama based upon my long experience and being one of the founders. We did that in 1981. The airworthiness standard was written in 1984. And the FAA recognized that standard as appropriate for light aircraft. Things that are exciting to me is the proliferation of these beautiful LSA sport airplanes. I've flown several of them. You have to be, as an old GA pilot flying mostly Cessnas, which, you can whip the wheel around, not much happens. You have to have a light touch with these airplanes, so I'm a strong advocate of transition training from GA into light sport. But essentially, these are beautiful airplanes to fly. They're high performance considering the engines that are available for them, and they're just lovely. It's the beginning of a new era in light aviation for entry level pilots. That's where they're going to come. That's where they're now coming into learning how to fly.
What's on the drawing board? Can you let us in on a few of the behind-the-scenes secrets as to what might be coming this year?
If you're talking about airplanes, no. My main interest is support of LAMA and the ASTM standards. We are in the process of upgrading our standards. And some of the behind-the-scenes stuff like that is to make sure that everybody complies with what they say they're going to do when they sign off on the document that says, yes, I have met the ASTM standards. Then the FAA issues, as you probably know, an airworthiness certificate. They have to do that for every airplane. So we're our main thrust this year in concert with the FAA, and especially our brand new collaboration with Gamma. I didn't know that you knew that or not, but that's a big thing for us. Gamma has offered to take our stuff forward to the FAA.
We should tell our listeners who Gamma is. That's the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, right?
Correct, yes.
Your big brothers.
Right, and they now are big brothers, which makes us very happy. So they're advocates of light sport, and they're the ones that are telling everybody, you know, this is the new place where you come into light aviation. Used to be GA and the little two-place Cessnas or Pipers or whatever they were, but now it's light sport. And that's a real exciting change for us.
Tell us a little bit about how that came to be.
Well, it like it came magically, because we had been going to the FAA from the encouragement of Tom Poveresny, because he wanted that collaboration. But the FAA, the Gamma, being essentially large jet manufacturers, said, no, we don't want to get involved with light sport. We could not become a member because we don't meet their criteria anyway. But that's not the point. We were talking about associate or collaborative memberships. So Pete Bunce was really I think his title is, he may still be chairman of Gamma. He was the one that was instrumental in getting Gamma to come to Lama about earlier in the year and say, we need to collaborate with you because you're our source of entry-level aviation. You, meaning the LSA sport community.
So now that you guys are collaborating, are they providing you with resources that you didn't have before?
Absolutely. Their big resource is that they're in D.C. And they've got Pete has a very excellent staff of people. And they are in there doing yeoman duty on accident statistics, technical support. But keep in mind, you know, they're masters at, I don't want to use the word lobbying, but interfacing, that's a better word, with the FAA in getting the things done that they want to get done, as you well know. So they have promised Lama that they would bring forward any of our issues or concerns or comments to the right place in the FAA, and that is a tremendous help for Lama because we just don't have the resources to create a Washington office and staff it.
And but you interface with the FAA regularly, I'm sure. I'm sure you've interfaced with the FAA, the Special Light Sport Division, right? The
FAA has
in developing the standards and such.
Now the standards are developed under the umbrella of the ASTM out of near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and. Dan Schultz was the head of that and instrumental in organizing the meeting so that the community under an acronym called F-37, that meant light sport aircraft, so that we met many, many, many times since the year 2000 and developed these standards for assuring the safety of these little airplanes.
And now here we are many years later. And you talked about Gamma processing data. How is that data looking? I mean, we sat here years ago, and it was just a guessing game as to how that would work out. What's actually taking place?
Well, the data or comments or documentation has to do with making sure our community, which is a brand new thing, self-governs. That's a very key word for us. That is, rather than the FAA oversight, which is tremendous, very expensive for the FAA under Part 23 certified airplanes. Under light sport, the FAA would just as soon do this, keep their hands off, and allow us to do our own auditing and make sure that our documentation meets all of the standards and that the airplanes remain airworthy. That's called continuing airworthiness. So what the FAA is bringing forward to the, what Gamma is bringing forward to the FAA would be proof of that documentation not only was correctly done, but it meets all the requirements of the ASTM standards.
In a few minutes after the next break, we're going to be talking to some of those manufacturers right here on the fly. And before we do that, is there some other things that you wanted to hit on? I see you have some notes.
Those are mostly from what Dan Johnson said, because I only have a three-second memory, so I have to write everything down. But I just wanted to mention, again, put in a plug for several entities here. First place, we owe a debt of gratitude to the EAA. They've been supportive of LAMA way back in 1981 when Paul and Audrey stepped forward to help us out. They really gave us a good start. And then when Tom took over, he was very, very anxious that we expand our interest into people that could help us, like GAMA, General Aviation Manufacturers Association. And since that time, the AOP has stepped up, and they have been very supportive of us, too. And if you look around the banners here, we've got a lot of sponsors now that we never had before.
Yeah, and I see it's full. The Lightsport Mall is full. Yeah. I don't think you could fit any more airplanes and manufacturers in there.
We had 15.
Lots of participation.
We had 15 places, and those were filled this year over a month in advance. So we weren't. We had to turn people away, which says maybe in the future we ought to try to expand our space a little bit with the EAA.
Well, I'm sure that will happen. I'm sure that will happen as the need arises. Well, thank you, Larry. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to one of your cohorts.
Jan Friedrich,
and he's your...
He's the managing director, or he can correct his title, of the LAMA office in Europe. So he plays a very important role with what is called EASA. I'm sorry, I can't remember what the acronym stands for, but... EASA is essentially the FAA of the European countries.
The European community. Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. J-Mont G, we're on the fly, EA Radio, earadio.net, and at 93.3 on your FM dial. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back at the Lightsport Mall. We are on the fly.